All right. I'm joined with Julie of Twin Kennedy. How's everything going?
Hello. Everything is great. How are you?
It's still early. The coffee's starting to kick in at least.
Yeah, I know. We needed that, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. At least they provided some this year. Usually I just show up and it's sort of, I guess, BYOC, bring your own coffee.
Bring your own coffee, bring your own...
Yeah, I figured I shouldn't bring the tequila because I figured they're going to frown upon that.
Well,
and
I think there'd be a lot of people that would actually be right on board with that.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Just doing media row is probably not the best time to see if you can go 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Yeah, no, I don't recommend it.
I was a little disappointed. Kissel didn't bring any of the vodka with him. Oh, well, first off, congratulations.
Thank you. You just got engaged
recently.
I did. Yeah, a lot to celebrate this weekend.
Yeah, you guys are nominated for, well, you're nominated for 3.
I am.
As Twin Kennedy, you're nominated for 2.
It's pretty crazy.
Alternative Country Album of the Year, Country Music Program Special of the Year for Wise Woman with Mallory Johnson.
Yeah,
and then
our
you got Fiddle Player in there as well.
So absolutely incredibly shocked and awed, and this is, it's a dream come true.
It's weird. I almost didn't even know there was a fiddle category, but
there you go. Now
also,
you know.
I'm like, this shouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. I mean, we're in country music, yeah. So there definitely has to be a fiddle category for sure. Yeah.
Did you learn it as a fiddle or was it like a violin type
that
thing?
And then just, that's a good question. Do you know the difference between a violin and a fiddle? That's what I ask everybody.
No, I don't, but something tells me there has to be one.
There is. The funny thing is they're actually the exact same instrument.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks it's two different instruments, so yeah. I try to go with that, so they think yeah. I'm really multi-talented. But the truth is, it's the exact same instrument, it's just the style of music you play. So to answer your question,
I figured it had to be something like that.
When I play classical music, which I actually got a classical music degree back in the day, and I played in symphonies, and that was my world for a while. So I definitely called it the violin. And then when we moved to Nashville and we started touring and recording as Twin Kennedy country artists, definitely call it a fiddle. So I've definitely dabbled in both worlds, and I love it so much.
I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, like, this is going to be like a trick question, right? Like,
I
swear they're the exact same thing. It just might be the style.
So
it's just the way you play it. But I'm like,
you are on the right track.
Let's just say I have no idea and go from there. I will just be ignorant.
No, you weren't. Yeah. You actually knew. Yeah. That's impressive. Not very many people know, just so that hopefully makes you feel better.
Well, I'm also a big fan of Alan Doyle, so it also helps.
Yes.
He has Kendall in that band, so just.
Oh, yeah.
Never thought I'd ever enjoy the fiddle that much, and then she just like goes to town on it. I'm like,
oh,
okay.
She's amazing. Yeah,
I now realize I like fiddle music. It's not just the usual like somebody just playing it while somebody blows on a jug, like as bad as that sounds.
I love how fiddle comes in any form.
So how does it feel to be up for those nominations? Obviously.
Honestly, crazy. Like, yeah, it's a huge honor, and we've been coming to CCMAs for years. And so to actually have 3 noms this year, I mean, it's crazy. That's the best word. It's absolutely amazing. And we do not take it for granted for 1 second. Yeah. It's cool, really cool to be recognized by your country music fam.
So, again, you have 3. Your sister has 2. Well, I guess I'm the better one.
Oh, my gosh. It's really funny you say that. She's not here, so I could totally get away with it. But, no, the truth is, if it's a nom for me, it's a nom for her. Like, it's totally a joint twin win. We'll call it twinning. Because I'm nothing without her. Like, she's what carries me on stage. If I've got a crazy fiddle solo, it sounds what it sounds like because of her. So it's definitely, it's a shared win.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously the program comes from the song you did with Mallory.
That's right.
Wise Woman, which is a very, it's an amazing song.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Surprised somehow it didn't chart well, but.
Well, you know, it was definitely an out-of-the-box song to put to radio, but it did so much more than we ever could have dreamed because the song and the music video, I mean, it got us a Music NL Award, an ECMA Award for Music Video of the Year, but it was more than that. It was a celebration of women, and I really felt the support from not just the females in the industry, but you guys too. And to have the show nominated is so sweet, because Mallory's one of our very best friends, but she's also an artist that we look up to, and so it's it's twinning again, but I guess we should say triplets. We'll take her as our triplet.
Yeah, she's the non-identical one that
it's
somehow
true.
Happened.
Yeah,
like,
it's true. She'll be my twin this weekend, though, since I can't have Carly here with me.
You don't have, like, the hairstyled wig to throw on Mal,
no,
just to have her
good.
Walk around?
Yeah, that'd be good. I just brought a cardboard cutout of her so that I can carry her around on my shoulder, because it just doesn't feel right being twinless.
So, I mean, like, you're from Powell River.
That's right.
That's
tiny town.
Yeah, it's, like, pretty remote from what I saw.
It is. It's on the west coast of B.C., yeah, little town. You actually have to take a ferry boat to get into it, but it's not an island, so figure that
yeah,
one out.
I was looking at that going, okay, like, there's some about, like, proximity to Vancouver, but it's really far, but it's actually far away. I'm like, what?
Couple ferry trips.
Looks like you got to take the ferry or a boat. And
it's a gorgeous town. The best place to grow up.
Well, I lived in Whistler for 14 months, so it's like everywhere around there is just... beautiful. It's almost like, why would, obviously there's a reason you go to Nashville, but I mean, it's almost like, why would you
leave?
Yeah, it's like, why am I gonna leave Whistler to go to Peace River? No offense, guys. Why am I gonna go from all this to kind of a flatter place, we'll call it?
No mountains. Well, you know what, I feel like we get the best of both worlds, because we have our home in Nashville, but our family's all still back on the west coast, so we get the beautiful scenery and we get the awesome music.
Yeah. And you guys potentially have a tour coming up at some point?
We do, yeah. Our next tour is going to be for Christmas, because, as you know, we've got a Christmas album out, and so that is going to be the next big celebration. I'm obsessed with all things Christmas, including the music.
Is that going to be like a Canadian thing or a
dual one? We've got some Canadian dates in the works, so that'll all be announced really soon, and we're just excited to play some Christmas tunes.
That's something you usually hear before Remembrance Day.
I know, but what? You're talking to Twin Kennedy, like, that's our obsession, so yeah, I'm one of those people, when I see the memes on social media, they're like, can't believe that there's Christmas music going on in the store.
There's people advertising, like, Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, people are going, like, it's Halloween season. Like, it's not even Labor Day yet. What are you talking about? Like, we keep some semblance of a schedule. And I'm the guy that when December 1st hits, the Grinch plays every single day.
Oh, see, I love that.
Yeah.
Mine, it, like, starts
the live action one. The live action one. Not the new crappy animated one or the old school one.
Okay. Got it.
Gotta be the Jim Carrey one.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. You have a. Homebound out, right?
That's right. Yeah, the album's out, and we're just so excited to celebrate this weekend.
Is there one of these awards that you think you have a better chance of winning at all?
Oh, my goodness. That's a crazy question, and no, honestly, never expect to win. Just feel like a winner, getting to be nominated, be recognized among our crew here at the Canadian Country Music Week. It's really crazy awesome.
Just the way that started, I'm like, here it goes. It's not to be nominated part. Here it comes. there it is.
Carly's not here, so I could say, definitely the one that only my name's on. No.
Yeah, that's the one you're gonna win. Yeah.
No.
And then you can lord that over her, just going like, look what I got here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'd have to make a copy. Just.
Yeah.
I'll make a cardboard.
Just gotta tell
him,
oops, I lost it. Can I get another one? Just because.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Julie.
Thank you.
And best of luck with
me.
The awards.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully you win something.
I appreciate it. Well, thanks for chatting. This is a win enough.